Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it's a beautiful sunny afternoon. I'm down here looking across the beautiful plains here at Naas Racecourse. I'm here for Taste of Kildare. It runs from the 20th to the 22nd of September, right here at Naas Racecourse in the county of Kildare. There are master classes, food trucks, visiting chefs, producers. There's a family zone, live entertainment right across the weekend. I'm going to give you a flavour of it now. And my first guest is Áine Mangan, the CEO of Inter Kildare. Áine, you're very welcome to the programme. Sitting here in the blazing sunshine, just give us a synopsis about, you know, how this came about. What are we doing here?
Sorry, that's my phone going. It's a bit hectic here today. Well, a number of years ago, we came together and we hosted Taste of Kildare in the K Club. And then every 2 years, a group of volunteers, our board of directors from the tourism board, came together to, along with all our trade in Kildare, to stage another food festival. And we had that at the Curragh with Racing. And we decided to elevate it even more this year. And we're here at Naas Racecourse, who are a pleasure to work with.
So this is the third occasion of the festival. It's third location. Funny that there's lots of race courses in Kildare, so you got to spread yourself around all of them.
Yeah, well, we are known as a thoroughbred county, so we're delighted with that too. So, and really, we have a farming tradition here in the county Kildare. So we were looking at farm to fork originally, with some great producers, but fantastic restaurants. In every town and village, you can but find a great restaurant or coffee shop.
And would Kildare be considered a foodie county in your world?
I think it's the best foodie county in the world. I mean, I think every place you go, from Neighbourhood to Fallon's to Silken and Firecastle, we've super restaurants here in the county. People actually come in to Kildare to dine, stay and dine. So we've great hotels as well and great hotel restaurants too. And they're all here this weekend.
Time to meet two other ladies who are the masterminds behind this festival. Firstly, we've got Dee Laffin. She's a food writer, an artisan producer specialist, and also joined by Hayley O'Farrell. And Hayley is from Ballymore, who are backing this festival and are focusing on supporting artisans, communities and producers. And they've been building homes in Kildare for over 30 years. Dee, let's chat to you first. You have a smorgasbord of some local produce here for us to have a look at. Tell us firstly about the producers that you're interacting with.
Well, basically, at Taste of Kildare here, we've got restaurants and lots of things to eat, but then we've got this beautiful producer hall called the Taste Market. And in there, we have a mix of Inter Kildare members, and we have also Flavours of Kildare, which are connected to Kildare Leo. So those two kind of organisations together are promoting small producers and artisanal producers in Kildare. And you've got everything in that hall. So it's like a gorgeous market. So you've got, I'll just like a tiny little selection here. We've got Ashlings at Taste of Home. This is an award. Award-winning brown bread. She won the national brown bread competition.
It looks great.
Yeah, she now does lots of other breads as well. The Grill Shack, which is a restaurant out near Donaghadee Forest. Anyone in Kildare will love Donaghadee. He's got this he's got loads of sauces, but this one I picked for you is a wild garlic and jalapeno dressing. You'll have to try that.
Nice.
The wild garlic picked from Donaghadee Forest. Killishee, who are doing an afternoon tea experience tomorrow with Newbridge Silverware and Graham Hertridge. They've supplied some gorgeous little afternoon tea treats, and they're in the Toad Hall as well. Also, we have Kildadoon Milk. This is a really...
Now, I know these guys, and I also spy out of the corner of my eye some chocolate milk, which I'm definitely going to be tasting. I'm one of the few people, I think, who absolutely adores chocolate milk.
Well,
it's huge in the States.
Well, we have chocolate, we have vanilla, strawberry, and I went for the good old-fashioned regular milk because I'm a massive fan. But the best thing about this is that they're so sustainable. So you go in, they're vending machines of milk, and the milk is from a family-run business. It's not homogenized, just pasteurized. And so you just take your bottle and then you fill up your milk, you go off, you use it at home, and you come back and you refill it. So.
And it does all the things, you know, that promote real sustainability. It's local, it's easy access, it's right for you can actually see the cows that produce it. And it's truly wonderful.
Jersey cows, which I would argue is some of the best milk. I just think I love the taste of it. And then we also have here some chocolates, which Graeme Hurtrich is going to be selling down on his stand in the Tote Hall. He's otherwise known as the Cupcake Bloke. People probably know him.
Yeah.
So he's really famous for his macados and all the beautiful flavours that he does in his baking and his treats. So he's worked with Bawn Chocolatiers, who are actually based out of Athlone. And they've created this gorgeous selection of chocolates. Sorry, I ate almost all of them myself and Ali.
Yeah, so you left one or two for me.
We left you one or two there. We're so sorry. We got hungry.
They'll go down well with the chocolate milk.
Well, we left you one there. The masala chai. I like that one.
Let me chat to Hayley and maybe you might get some of the chocolate milk lined up there and we'll taste a bit of it. Hayley, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, how did you guys get involved in this initiative?
Well, Sean and Brindine actually set up their first show house over 40 years in Kildare. So Kildare is just so important to us. It's kind of been part of our story for all these years. So to be involved in Taste of Kildare, you know, it's just been brilliant.
So Ballymore, a Kildare business, I'm told they've built over, 4,000 homes?
Yeah, we've built over 4,000 homes here in Kildare, another 3,000 in the pipeline.
Stop.
Yeah, so that's why today, I mean, we're really looking forward to meeting restaurants, cafes, because there's so much more even to open in our development. So to meet those relationships at festivals like this is super important.
Okay, Dee, what have we got lined up to taste?
Well, I got you your chocolate milk.
Oh, thank you so much. So this is chocolate milk from Killadoon Milk, only up the road here.
Only up the road. Let us know what you think of that.
Oh, that is... Please, can I take the rest of that bottle home with me?
This is all for you.
That is truly fantastic.
Yeah. There's some craft makers here. So there's artisanal producers, but there's also obviously beautiful crafts. Like we have candle makers, and we also have this lovely product here from Sheog Botanicals. Sheog means fairy in Irish. And it's a lady who, she used pressed flowers. These are all pictures of Kildare flowers.
Oh, very nice.
Pressed, and then takes photographs and prints of them as well. And they're on sale here as well all weekend. Okay. So there's just one of the producers that are there complementing all of the food and drink.
Well, look, you're doing great work, Dee, and working with the producers, I know it's something that is very close to your heart.
It is, yeah. I just think we have, at the heart of Ireland is grassroots producers. That's what Ireland has always been. That's what the island represents, I think, agriculture and our connection to our food. And so I'm just delighted to always celebrate that.
Now we're out and about on the race course itself here at Naas for the Taste of Kildare Festival. I'm delighted to welcome to the programme two guests. My first is Brian Fallon. He's from Fallon's of Kilcullen, and he's teamed up with Pitt Brothers, but he's also teamed up with Dermot Allen, who's a pig producer from Wine Tavern Farms, and he also joins us. So the pig and the spit, lads, you're both very welcome. Brian, maybe just tell us, how did you get involved in this pig and the spit business? Was it a day two of the wedding, somebody was telling me?
Well, Dermot does a few weddings for us in Fallon's, all right, yeah. But no, a couple of years ago, Dermot brought me to the airport and we struck up a bit of a relationship. And then we ended up in the Curragh, actually, with about 12,000 guests coming. And our supplier let us down. So I had to ring Dermot last minute and he came in. The white knight that he is, and sorted everybody, fed everybody, and we've been great friends and great business collaborators ever since.
It's a lovely way to eat, isn't it? You know, you've got the centrepiece of the pig, the pork, it being carved to order.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's a lovely, and the taste, of course, Dermot will tell us in a second.
The crackling, they all queue up for the crackling, yeah. But Dermot is as you'll probably find out now in a second, he's a bit of a gift to the gab, so he entertains the guests as well. So it's absolutely fantastic, and you know what, he keeps a little bit of loin for me. I get spoiled, but he's a class act.
Well, let's introduce him. It is Dermot Allen. He's a pig producer from Wine Tavern Farms. He's fresh out of the blocks from the ploughing. He's been talking for 3 days, but we reckon there's another 3 minutes left in him.
Thanks, Bobby. No, there's at least two more days of talking left in me. I can tell you that now for the whole weekend of the Taste of Kildare. We want to get people down and taste prime, perfect Irish pork. Free-range, outdoor, rare-breed pork. And it's the quality of them living in the woods, experiencing life in the woods the way naturally pigs should be. And then we're adding value to the pig and we're supplying the likes of Brian and other restaurants. And then we have the pig on the spit that just people can just come up, get it on a BAP. Absolutely succulent.
Yeah, fresh apple sauce, all that good stuff.
Oh, a little bit of chutney, a bit of slaw. I'm telling you, lads, I'm starting to get hungry already.
Now, I didn't know this about you, but a little bird told me that you're the provider of pigs to Jeremy Clarkson's farm. Is that correct?
Oxford Sandy and Blacks. There's only 571 breeding females in the world, so I have 41 of these female Oxford Sandy and Blacks. I am the biggest producer of Oxford Sandy
in
and Blacks. In the world? Yes!
And have you been over there? How did you find Clarkson to deal with?
Well, they didn't. They wanted him just to go and do his own thing, and it worked out grand for me because I'd be shy going in to see Jeremy. I wouldn't know what to say to him.
So you're all up now for a couple of hard days now, Dermot, talking about pigs, upselling the pork, and maybe hopefully making a few bob.
Listen, it's not hard work. When you're talking to the public and they want to listen to you, look, it's great crack, and we have two good products going out for the whole weekend. So we have two sessions tomorrow and a huge day on Sunday. So look, we're raring to go and can't wait.
The best pig in the spit in the country, as endorsed by Jeremy Clarkson. Now, after all that pig in the spit, I still have a small bit of room left for something, but they're serving oysters down here at the festival, and I'm delighted now to be joined by Gabby Garcia de Campos. He's with Oysome Oysters. They're a Kerry-based business, these oysters that we're looking at here. Where did they actually come from?
So today we have three different oysters. One of them is Rout na Mara from Cremon in Kerry. One of them is Carlingford. And the other one is from Galway Bay.
How would you describe the difference in taste between them?
The difference would be, and they do have slightly different notes. So let's say the Kerry oyster from Cremon, they have more of a cucumber note, and that's because of the bay that they grow. So it differs because of the salinity and all the biodiversity around it.
Very interesting. So basically, the taste is based, it's a bit like cattle. It depends on what they feed on and their environment. You get a different tasting meat. So what are you recommending that I taste here today, Gabby? Should I go for a nude one?
I'd say you should go first with one without dressing, just so you can properly taste the difference between them.
Okay, here we go, folks. So I used to shuck these when I worked in the States. I used to have to open about 600 of these every day, so I've been that foot soldier. And I still have a scar on my right hand from shucking an oyster. So here we go. So this is a nude one. It's going to slide down now. Here we go. Mmm. Oh. That's like tasting the sea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to shuck loads of oysters and you're going to sell shuck loads of oysters this weekend. Well done.
Thank you.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.